Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Sunday, the 18th of October. And yes, this is our 200th episode of the morning sports briefing. Wow, we started back in early April and we've been going every day since, helping you start the day the best way, up to speed with all the important news, going live at 7 a.m. every single morning. Today in the news, we have the Bathurst 1000 grid, or results of qualifying. We have results from the opening race in the Giant Slalom World Cup. We also have rugby news for you, as well as rugby league in there as well. So a crammed morning this morning as I fly solo today. So thank you very much, Hugh, in the live chat there with the happy 200th. Also, don't forget, you can listen to us on the go. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all your favorite pod-catching apps. And so let's kick off with that, with the FIS Giant Slalom World Cup opener over there in Austria. And Alice Robinson had a good, well, she was disappointed with the run. She was in fourth place after her first run, 1.18 seconds behind the leader, saying that it was a solid run, but that she needed to attack the course more on her second run. Things didn't quite go to plan, and she slipped back to 12th place overall in that one. Marta Bassino was leading on the opening run, and she secured that to lead after the second run as well. So good luck to Alice, and great to see that her season has started over there in Europe with the Giant Slalom World Cup. Moving on then to the Bathurst 1000, and Cam Waters will be sitting on pole for the race. Yes, it's not going to be a comfortable pole with Scott McLaughlin, the defending champion and series champion, sat there on the front row with him. Chaz Mostert and Nick Perkatt round out the second row, with Shane Van Gibson, the Kiwi, back on in fifth. So, yes, but it's a long race, isn't it? The Bathurst 1000, with obviously the co-drivers as well. Over in NRL action, and Penrith Panthers have set up a NRL grand final against Melbourne. They beat some South Sydney Roosters 20-21 in that one to keep their amazing winning streak going. Boy, that is looking like a cracking final. Penrith Panthers, obviously, I say, on that long winning streak again, up against Melbourne Storm, who have come good at the right time of the season. Over in the Giro d'Italia, and Filippo Ganna won stage 14 of that, which was a time trial. So just like he won the opening time trial, he won this stage as well. Overall, in the classification, we still have Juan Almeida of Deutsche Quickstep leading that overall. He now has a 56-second advantage over Wilco Kelderman of Team Sunweb. Filippo Bilbao has climbed up from into third place from Bahrain McLaren. Cyclists like Nibali, Pozzovivo, Fuglsang, who are not great time trialists, all have lost time, but the big mountains are coming up in the third week of the race, and that's where they'll be looking to make back time on Almeida, who is, as I say, topping the leaderboard. They did not come here with this kind of aspirations, his team isn't made up ready to defend him there, but obviously they are doing all they can to keep him in pink. Moving on then to the rugby, congratulations to Exeter Chiefs for winning their first ever European Champions Cup. They beat Racing 92 31-27. So a close, high-scoring game there over in the European Champions Cup. Now, this has been a big target for them for a number of years now. And finally, they've made the final and gone on to win it. They led 21-12 at halftime, with Racing coming back, but not with enough to win the obviously not enough to win the game. Super Rugby Unlocked is up and going in South Africa, and we're into the second round now. Yesterday, the Cheetahs beat the Bulls 19-17 in that one. Griquas lost to the Pumas 20-21, and live right now, the Stormers are training the Lions at home 9-10 in the second half. Thank you, Dan O'Brien, who's over from Ireland, saying that it was a fantastic game of rugby between Exeter and Racing 92. Unfortunately, it was in the middle of the night for me, so I've not seen the game yet. I've been on Dan's podcast over there in Ireland. He has a show every single Saturday morning. So thank you for joining us this, evening for you, Dan, morning for me. Over in the Meister 10 Cup then, and just a reminder that on Friday night, Hawke's Bay beat Northland 33-17 to defend the Shield. And we had four games yesterday because of the Bledisloe Cup that is on today. Manawatu lost out to Bay of Plenty in a high-scoring game, 35-53 there. That losing record for Manawatu continuing, struggling there at the bottom of the championship. Wellington just saw off North Harbour 25-20. North Harbour been really resurgent over the last couple of weeks, but not quite being able to do it to get over Wellington there. At top of the table clash in the Premiership, and Auckland beat Tasman 31-10. The reigning champions now have lost two games this season, up against North Harbour and against Auckland. Yes, a tough one for them, and a surprise result there for Auckland, especially with the margin of victory. Southland lost out to Taranaki 9-17. This is Taranaki's first win since they haven't had the Barrett brothers playing for them. So they won the first opening two rounds, but have lost the previous three. So an important win there for Taranaki, who needed to end that losing streak. Today, Canterbury will host Waikato and Otago will host Counties Manukau. Both those games kick off at 1:15 this afternoon, so they finish up in time for the Bledisloe Cup. Over in the Farapama Cup, as we said on Friday evening, Manawa Two Turbos beat Hawke's Bay to put themselves into the finals. Three one-sided affairs, really. Canterbury beat Tasman 84-0 to confirm that they will top the South Division. Bay of Plenty lost 0-32 to Northland. And Northland were looking at needed to put some pressure on top of the top two there with that result was the target. With Counties Manukau beating Taranaki 3-107, it wasn't enough, and Counties currently sit in second place in the table. But Auckland will play today against Waikato. They just need to get a try bonus point or a losing bonus point from that to climb back up in it to second. Wellington Pride will take on Otago Spirit in a game that really that won't alter who goes through. So Canterbury and Manawa 2 will come through from the south. In the North Division, Waikato Women have already qualified. And the question is, can Auckland Storm just get that one point that will get them above Northland and Counties into that second place? Obviously, today we have the Bledisloe Cup and kicking off at 4 p.m. Today. I'll be live on Twitter at Driving Mall, giving my thoughts during the game. So join me for a chat there. Obviously, we've seen some lineup changes due to injuries and selections, but with Caleb Clark coming into the wing for George for Bridge, who is out with a chest injury, and Vaia on into the engine room, as Sam Whitelock is out as well. For Australia, they're still going with the O'Connor Tamua lineup, but Ned Hannigan comes in on the blind side of the flank for them. Salakai Lotto starting in the number four jersey this week. Yes, a mobile back set of Lucy's for Australia. They'll again be looking to try and get a ball wide to Dungunu and Korobiti, who caused issues for the All Blacks last weekend. That game at Eden Park. Today at 4 o'clock. So congratulations to the Chiefs. And yes, Stuart, sorry, my cousin there sent me a Chiefs jersey through. Sorry, yes, it was a bit early this morning and I forgot to get my extra Chiefs jersey out. So thank you very much for sending me that through. So congratulations to the extra Chiefs again for winning the European Champions Cup. Yes, that is it, folks. You have started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. That is episode 200. We'll see if we can get through another 200 more.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.